Adam şey ama öyle bir normali lan da lan bir kartı kuşta lan naja şey var ne lan bir baş kare bir bakarayım bak lan je poja karın lan je lonje kayın etimde yine bir daha can kesmeyiz ya lan temacı lan ha
The representation of our past according to the Great Exposition of the Dashika School is important because it talks about the past under three headings: observed object, things abandoned, eliminated, got rid of, and nature of past. So I thought I would go through these. So what are the nipa object of purpose or observed object of the past? They are four truths and different attitudes. And then what are overcome or resolved by the path? There are two obstructions, okay? Delusion and sorry. What did you say?
Ignorance,
okay. Afflictive ignorance and a non-afflictive ignorance. The afflictive ignorance and the non-afflictive ignorance are two things overcome.
Inza thawa bunche ma pad chenge dela nyemo chenge thawa thawa pad chenge wala nyemo chenge da ange chenge thawa la pad chenge pamje pamye da ha kadan nyemo chenge mai bi jowa o dile bi jowa da.
So according to this school there are two types of pamja means things to be abandoned, overcome, namely affective and non-affective. Why they keep on using the word afflictive? Why do they say afflictive ignorance and a non-afflictive ignorance? They use the term non-afflictive ignorance for the second because they have difficulty pretending or positing what is normally what is usually called obstructions to omniscience or knowledge. And in any case, afflictive ignorance is that which hinders attaining nirvana or moksha. Non-afflictive ignorance is that which hinders Buddhahood. So since they do not believe in shijit, obstruction to knowledge or omniscience, they do not believe in such a thing as hamche kempa, all-knowingness, or omniscience, knowledge of the all. So on page 206, it says, nature of the path. with respect to the parts of three vehicles. Okay, with respect to the parts of the three vehicles, hearers, solitary realizers, and for the tattva. With respect to the nature of the path, first of all, they talk about three vehicles. Okay, gently. With respect to the nature of the path, first of all, they talk about three vehicles. Three vehicles are hearer, solitary realizer, and the bodhisattva vehicle. And each of these three vehicles, they say, has five parts out of accumulation to know more learning. So what are, okay, each of the three vehicles has five parts. So what are the five parts for the first vehicle? The first vehicle is a Shatrapaka or hearer. The five parts of the hearers are, hearers part of accumulation, hearers part of preparation, hearers part of seeing, hearers part of meditation, and hearers part of no more learning or consummation. Now the second vehicle is solitary realizer or Pratigya Buddha. It also has the same five parts, from accumulation to no more learning. Now, with regard to Bodhisattva, this is slightly different. The Bodhisattva has four parts. The first four are called Bodhisattva parts. Bodhisattva is part of accumulation, Bodhisattva part of preparation, seeing, meditation. They don't call the fifth Bodhisattva path, according to this school, the Bodhisattva is part of normal learning. They don't say that. They say Buddhahood. Generally speaking, Vaiseshika school does not believe in Mahayana, but in this it just seems to say Mahayana path. Does it say?
Do it.
The third presentation of five parts, however, they do not accept the exalted wisdom of the 10 Bodhisattva grounds. Generally, the Bodhisattva path has five Bodhisattva paths, as we just had. They are accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and no more learning. As well as that, generally speaking, the the Bodhisattva path from path of seeing to path of no learning, no more learning, are spanned by 10 Bodhisattva grounds. Understand? Understand?
That means the kind of Colombia, such as the other one, so you can say, not just Lamco, a person, Pujama, Chapatan, Punja, Pumi, Sonomachi, Sonomacha, 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 Punja, you do part, and then Jonah, Tono, Gonom, Naka, Yajati, Tolifa, yeah, Jonah, you think, had a happy combo, top a shade over. And by the city, the division of Sunday, but
so now, why is it such a mukhukimero? So why doesn't this school deal with, okay, discuss the 10 Bodhisattva grounds? The reason is this. According to, they say, all merit and all all things to be abandoned. Everybody, okay, all things to be abandoned are done and completed on the path of accumulation, the first path. Then that is applicable to all the three vehicles. Then, from part of preparation to part of normal learning, the transition from part of preparation to part of normal learning happens in one meditative session. So wouldn't that meditation, within one meditative session, the meditator of the vehicles move from part of preparation to the final stage of the path of normal learning. Therefore, they do not accept presentation of 10 Bodhisattva grounds.
That nonji yang nanti lambi aje, lam dia ada kan? Siapa cakap aku biar eh? Siapa cakap ini dia buat? Dia nolak yang lam ni na siapa yang dia cakap macam ni semua? Ini hari jadi kami kumpul ngah, ngabote, lambi aje ini siapa macam ni?
Another important issue is generally speaking, London. London, can't you, London? You've heard it so many times, haven't you? Now, what is this London?
Establishment.
London. London. What is London? You have heard that more than you can. Lum, you know, lum and den.
Yes.
Den, temba.
Oh,
yeah, true path. So, London. We need to reach out, can't we? Reach out from memory. Given for experience, seen as good. Anyway, Geshe-la says, generally speaking, London, to the path, or true path, is necessarily a matter of consciousness. It's consciousness. And according to this school, they say true path, while predominantly, is consciousness, but not 100% necessarily consciousness. Why? They say uncontaminated aggregate. Uncontaminated aggregates are true parts, but they are not consciousness. Okay? 장르 교 분수 계시는 장르 공부 가르쳐 줄 때, 잘, 때 잘 돼.
그러면
as for example of uncontaminated aggregates.
구멍나서는 유지 공부 소리 공부 지금 너무 시 공부 나 잡으러.
네.
이 남식이 그는 통로마다 안광한 배지라 이 공부 나 중고로.
네.
어 대나 보텔라 아니 가다 감이지 공부 했다.
So, fragmented from uncontaminated aggregates are the same five aggregates of a body to consciousness of in the continuum of not in the of those on the part of seeing and part of meditation. So, uncontaminated aggregates are the five aggregates of our meditators on the part of seeing and part of normal learning. Sorry.
Meditation.
Sorry. Meditation. No, sir.
That means it. That's about Jayu Naja saying it.
Now,
Jayu Naja say it here, what?
So now we are coming towards the end of the Vaiparishika school. Now, we started off talking about the Vaiparishika school under three headings. There were ground reality, path reality, and the third is result, jebu, jebu in mansha, effect. So we move on, we skip to page 210, assertions on the fruit of fruits, and the fruits of the path. Okay, if you can read this part here, page 210. Says, those of the hearer lineage become familiar with the 16 aggregates of the four noble truths, impermanence and so on, during three lifetimes or more. By relying on the Vajra-like meditative stabilization of the hearer's part of meditation, they abandon the afflictive obstructions by seizing their
by seizing their obtaining causes.
Okay. The potentialities that cause one to have afflictive emotions. Anyway, it will be made more clear by Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
但年纪了，那错法呀，这天龙是错的，一切是错的，你谁讲的？那到底错错，就把你自己没到，就是那面皮给他错错，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他讲的，他
대지 대니 대상 다 진리기 다 통일이야 자신의 공부 터지니까 미워해.
선생님부터 대신 써요 말했어.
미세일 때 그러니까 요새 요새 때는 미세일 때는 또 다르다. 이시 또 대사는 야 로그레스에 진리 니들 니들 요 말해.
According to the Vaishika school, for the hearer to for the practitioner on the hearer's vehicle, there is no categorical description of the amount of accumulation of merit and wisdom. There is no categorical limit and description of how much a person needs to gather. They only gather merit necessary to attain nirvana. Attain nirvana, which dependent on your virtuous potential. Some manage in one life, others in two or three lifetimes.
That is,
So, according to this school, practitioner of the hearer's vehicle, don't need any particular amount of merit. There is only sufficient merit to make it to nirvana, their own nirvana, where they will slide into bliss. And they don't need special amount of merit because they are going to be of no use. They are not going to be of any service to beings through showing psychic powers, miraculous performances, that even Vaiseka Buddhas do, let alone Bodhisattva. So for that, they don't need extra amount of merit to give them, the X factor to do things for other people. So, now another interesting point is, this school says, the practitioners on the hearer's vehicle, there are some meditators of hearer's vehicle who, although have attained, I'm still saying very slowly so that you can make note, who although have attained part of the meditation, yet have to take
Rupert
14 times. 14 times as they shuttle between human and celestial realms. They shuttle, the 14 Rupert shuttle oscillates between human Rupert and Vida, separable, in humans as celestial beings, for them to go through the pain of a karma. For them to go through the pain of karma as a human and celestial being and exhaust the karma. And such people who have to take 14 rebirths even after attaining part of meditation is they believe that they are people of a duller caliber intellect, people of a more intense delusions. For them, they have to take 14 rebirths to exhaust, to use up negative karma. Remember, otherwise, if they are from part of meditation, part of preparation to part of normal learning, it is a matter of one lifetime, it's a matter of one session. But for people of thick intellect, I shouldn't say dull intellect, of intense passion, they have to take 14 rebirths.
제가 이제 전원 대바토니 예수님 얘기한 말이에요. 계속 예수님 말씀도 와. 그래서 전원 대바토니 딱 예수님 얘기입니다. 이제 시발 랭게요. 시발 랭게도 딱 사단 내는 말도 시에서 이런 말이에요.
Why don't why do they oscillate between the human and celestial fast into God, the God then? It is because they are on the path of meditation. It is also more important because they have gone, they have left behind the path of preparation. The path of preparation has four stages. And the one stage, the third stage of part of preparation is called forbearance stage. That is because when you attain forbearance stage, part of any vehicle, you have got the immunity card, as it were. You never fall down into a lower end. You shall never fall down. Yet, such people on the path of meditation come back 14 lifetimes. The only thing they can oscillate between is human and God. Good reasoning.
Mm-hmm. 아예 다 지내 마신 게 패신 거나 예서 그 배장 오지지 안 세르타비 로자 로자가 나온 거서 세르타비 로자 나오지 고자 로자 티디 디에지 똥아 또피 따와 대 까친 자라서 배 세노지 초다 대게 다 콜세나서 미드 싸고 요래 디네가 다 로자라 늘 땡고 거로와 레모디 라미 라미지 나지 인고니 늘지 인고니 다 텐제 이제 대시하고 소가 취시와 근데 더 메이저 이게 딱 니게 계시는 거는 이제 이제 저도 계시라서 그때 때문에 그때 때문에 된다 가봐야라서 소사 때문에 소 자지 소나 첨부 미치대 다 소나 첨부 미치대 소사 이 나서 논이 전어 대니 물어 놓지 빠나 다 광자 대지 엔토 지랑 엔디 시에로스.
On page 211, I think it is this one. Page 211, the third, this one here, not the indented text. It is furthermore, the proponents of a great exposition assert the existence of a
Okay,
I'm sorry. is on page 210. Is that there? Page 210. They then manifest. And then it says, on the path.
On the great path.
On the great path of accumulation and below, Ranasuras like solitary realizes. Ranasuras like solitary realizes. Practice realization that the person is emptied of substantial existence in the sense of being self-sufficient. They do this in conjunction with amassing collection of merit for 100 great eons and so forth. And then, in one sitting, they actualize the stages from heat level of path of preparation through to and including the path of normal learning. So, anyway, that's what
I'm saying. I'm going to tell you about
it. Right.
I'm going to tell you about it. 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 I'm going to tell you
演戏了演戏演戏上就训练阶级那叫样刚才记者我那叫天然样你的自由记者我天然样我李老训练阶级工人了发挥成本带头这么久了记住不算多嗯没得找找了然后就不多的娘的一句就叫了这边娘的期间和天然样的期间大家没天然给
他怎么托你就骂娘的你就要这句话就没了那是得去打个意思那你那么不是就想的你也不想的是嗯那是那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种那种
that we keep reading the translation as it's here, maybe explanation will follow. It says, furthermore, the proponents of great exposition assert existence of types of four destroyers who degenerate, you know, arhats who degenerate, fall down, who degenerate because there are lesser vehicle four destroyers who fall from their abandonment of the obstructions and their realizations of the four truths, whereupon they become stream enterers. What is stream enterers? Last question.
Hey, that, Roger, that, the Sabatami test, that judgment matter, the Parotella, then it? From a change, don't know.
For the solitary realizers, why do they need to gather merit on the path of accumulation for 100 eons? There are two salient reasons. Number one, they need to gather merit for them to make it to their own state of nirvana, for them to make it to their own state of nirvana on the last leg of their existence, on the loss and lack of their ordinary or existence. Without, on the last level of their existence, without depending on any other external guru. So they have enough merit, then they go to places like a cremation ground, cemetery, and they see skeletons and things like that. And upon seeing skeletons, things like skeletons, they reason why skeleton, and they reason into interdependent origination of the travelings. How the travelings. And reasoning into the interdependent nature of the travelings, they see the things are dependent and therefore they lack any inherent nature. With that wisdom, they make it to their own state of nirvana. Number two, you get it? The second reason why they need to get the merit is they need merit to be able to silently or quietly display psychic feats to impress and to bring people of their clan, people that they are related to, to help them see Dharma. They don't want to go out physically and talk. They don't like doing that. They don't like doing teaching verbally. They teach by manifestation of psychic things, psychic transformations, and thereby help mature people related to them. So, for the skill they needed to show psychic feats, they needed merit worth of 100 eons. No.
Okay.
destroy it so it can.
And you know your mother.
Lesser vehicle. You know, lesser vehicle. Didn't you go to Pishachajara? Because the 10 minutes, you know what? 10 minutes, that's what she said last year. Didn't it? You
go to Yuna? Because you have a Jana, did you get it? I didn't do Dachambal, because we did Dachambal, the state of Dachambal, which I'm going to take for it.
Anyway, as we see on page 212, the middle, you know, part, we should elaborate on that, the one that I read to you before. Now, according to the Vaishika school, the object of the aim of meditator is the aim of meditator, meditation on the path, true path is to eradicate, to shed grasping of self or person. So, to overcome grasping, to overcome grasping at self of person. Grasping at self of a person. And that is to see person to be empty of independent, self-sufficient entity. That is to see person to be empty of independent, self-sufficient selfhood. Self-sufficient selfhood that can stand on its own. And so this school only believes, only asserts selflessness of person. This school does not assert selflessness of phenomena. So, as a result, even after achieving selflessness of person, or overcoming self of a person, or the conception of self of a person, and whereby they attain the state of nirvana, that is, even when they become post-destroyer, a person in nirvana, they can still fall back. They can still fall back into different states of Arya. The Arya thing? The different states of Arya called stream enterer, one returner, non-returner, and so on. That is because they fall down because even after being an Arahant, delusions can crop up. Delusions can crop up, and they experience delusions cropping up. As a result, they fall down to lower states of Arya beings, and then they would again meditate on the path, and they would make again back to the state of Arahant, full destroyer. So this school gives instances of 9 types of arahants, 9 types of arahants who fall back, who fall from grace, as it were, who fall back. Why do they fall back? They fall back because of delusion. Why do they have delusion even after attaining nirvana? Seen from a higher school point of view, they have not overcome selflessness of phenomena. That's why delusions reappear. That's why they fall down, only to come back up again.
That's a mother of Christian, the Sapa Yakin, the Kawi. He had some of the Tony, did Mother of Chief Fortune, but he was only a person shown.
What was the date?
kumbha.
Kumbha dhwa.
Kumbha yina, kumbha yina, kari yina, kari yina. Chapa shiya kaji yuji ye, chi ye, maashe ya dhwa, maashe ya dhwa, yashu yin dhwa raka. Te, 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 te.
So what this school is saying is, this school gives the possibility that you can fall back from the state of arahat because of a reappearance of a strong passion for example, desire for something or someone. Let's say, prior to someone becoming arahat, they had a strong passion for a woman, for a lady, or for a boss, for a thing they love so much. And due to the intensity of passion, they desire for this person come back. If that person, now an arahat, sees the woman or sees the object of attachment, and on meeting an object of desire, due to the intensity of past passion, they can still fall in love for the person or fall in love for the thing, and as a result, they will fall down.
That is the situation.
No.
Shanten, Deni kawa ja tenzong yin je dhukde sabba thamik te shanchu ji shi zhong de si la lai bin de dhar hong la nyambar jabi te yang long, tong long, gong long san yin de shi ni torong shari ma sha zan mlo lang yin de shi toros.
Okay, so now this is what they say of this is what this school the proponents of this school say of hearers and the Pratyekya Buddhas. Okay? Now we move on to what they say about Bodhisattvas on page 214, making great strides. To page 214, the second paragraph says, it's a long paragraph. Bodhisattvas such as Shakyamuni complete their collection of knowledge and wisdom over three periods of countless great eons during the path of accumulation. Having done this, they achieve the qualities of excellent marks. Excellent marks over 100 eons, and then in their final life, the last leg or the final life, vanquish the array of demons at twilight. The array of demons at twilight while seated beside the tree of enlightenment. Is it beside or seated? Okay. At midnight, while in meditation, take a pause, they actualize the three paths of preparation, seeing, and meditation. Later, just prior to dawn, they actualize the path of noble learning and become a Buddha. Krishna has taught us this before, hasn't he?
Didn't he? Yonglong, tonglong, gonglong, nyozho koni chachi, dewa chunyi ji tongpo ge shiongshu senpa dewa tang, shiongshu senpa tang, shiongshu senpa. Shima san, sanje jin dewa kenen os.
Therefore, it says, from among 12 days of a Buddha, they consider that taming of the demons at twilight and the preceding deeds are performed when a common being, and that a three bodhisattva parts of preparation, three meditation are only meditated equipoise, and so on. Okay, from page 215. Only of 12 deeds, but 9 are asserted to be deeds of bodhisattva, and the last 3 are asserted to be deeds of a Buddha. Of the 9 of 12 deeds, the first 12, so the first 9 are the deeds of bodhisattva, the last 3 are that of Buddhas.
Did you get that way? Cousin.
Do you understand this or do you need more explanation? Pardon?
It's good,
page 215, the second paragraph. Okay, it says the proponents of a Vibhashika assert that a wheel of Dharma is necessarily a part of seeing, and a verbal wheel of doctrine, meaning scriptures, a verbal wheel of doctrine is necessarily a wheel of a doctrine of the four truths. So something off, okay? The wheel of a doctrine of the four truths. This is the Krishna Kasaru.
Okay,
we have heard of the two terms. Do you remember? Sopre-chungo means insightful teaching, and lungi-chungo means verbal teaching or the script. Verbal teaching enshrined in the scriptures. So, now generally, spiritual women's insightful teachings are realizations on the path of seeing, meditation, and normal learning, according to a normal presentation of Dr. Chunkur, insightful teaching. And scriptural teachings are, you know, teaching of the Buddha enshrined in scriptures. Now, according to the Vibhashika school, only part of seeing is insightful teaching, and realizations, and the part of meditation and part of normal learning are not considered insightful teaching or doctrine, realizational teaching. Why, if asked, they say, and because when Buddha taught Four Noble Truths to his five students, remember? Five students? And upon teaching Four Noble Truths to the five students, when the students gained insight into truth. Students saw part of seeing. When students gained part of seeing, when they saw the truth, they say the celestial beings hailed, saying, Allah Allah means Allah, okay, how amazing. The wheel of Dharma has been turned on earth. At that time, celestial beings made reference to development upon the seeing in the five disciples. So, for scripture, verbal teaching, they say only what Buddha actually taught verbally is longitude, that's the okay, scriptural teaching. Now, when Buddha taught the four truths to his disciples, present with them invisibly to human eyes, were 84,000 gods and goddesses. And as the teaching was in progress, the five disciples of the Buddha gained part of seeing, part of meditation, part of normal learning, in sequence. The Bhagavad-gita say that God didn't hail development of part of meditation and part of more learning in the mind of five disciples. The God only hailed verbally, how amazing, the wheel of Dharma has been turned. Only when the five disciples developed part of seeing. Therefore, the Vaishyaka's reason, that alone is insightful teaching.
What?
So, okay, two more pages, and the vegetable is fully finished. Okay, the time is up for tonight. We will stop here.
Yama, 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 Y